People of the Internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't go out, take some of those talking points, start up a conversation with friends, family, neighbors, person we run into at the grocery store, or maybe just get the gears turning with our own head and see where it leads us. What's your regular diet like? You eat a whole bunch of healthy fruits and vegetables? You eat a lot of steak and potatoes? Or are you a fan of the, what I call health food? The McDonald's and the Jack in the Box or Burger King or whoever's out there for that quick drive-through meal? Now, I'm no health nut. I'm in a shape, not regular shape. Round is a shape. I enjoy my tasty foods. I enjoy seasoning. Salt and pepper are definitely delicious. But what's the general effect on us, on our diet, and how it kind of affects us overall? I've listened to a lot of podcasts. Grammarica has had a lot of guests. Sadly, I can't go back and name them all. All the podcasts I listen to kind of blend in together at a certain point. But I've heard health experts on Joe Rogan as well, talking about the focus on what we eat and how we eat. There's a lot of talk, definitely in the more recent history, of celiac disease, the problem people have with digesting grains, the new popular food trend of, or diet trend of, gluten-free. You got the peanut allergies. Those weren't a thing back when I was a kid, but now it's extremely prevalent. And it all comes back to what I believe is more of a individual-based diet for most of us. I had heard a fellow podcaster had a health scare not too long ago. Kind of got scary. And they're a fan of the health food. They enjoy their Arby's and their Taco Bell. And sometimes you need some crappy food, or sometimes that's, you just need something to sustain you on a road trip and you got to make it through. And can't always be perfect. Should always aim, you know, we should aim to be, but we can't always be perfect. Unless we have those extreme dietary restrictions, then we need to more focus it, something along the lines of maybe even diabetes. Can't go out eating candy bars 24/7. Probably shouldn't be eating those 24/7. Either. Now, there's a lot of talk of weightlifters and exercise aficionados that'll go in and tell us about whey proteins and all this other stuff to make sure that you are able to become shapely. But they do a lot of exercising, and they do a lot of muscle-specific toning exercises to get that shape and curvaceous look that they're looking for. But then what about all the rest of us that don't go to the gym? I've got a rather physical job, and I've found for me that aiming for a keto diet, now I'm not a keto diet. I had biscuits and gravy this morning. That's a lot of carbohydrates. But I find that when I aim for a mostly protein-based diet, I seem to work a little bit better. Probably has something to do with the muscle mass that I'm able to build. But again, it's not formed. I hit a point of rotund. But it's something in how I choose to build my mass. Stay sustained. Now, what about vegetarian or vegan type diets? I know that I've heard stories, I guess I should have looked this up as well, that you lose out on certain building blocks of life in being able to sustain yourself. There's not as much protein, but there's definitely protein type characteristics in legumes and quinoa and stuff like that help you supplement. But when you start using pills and whatnot or vitamin supplements to increase anything you might be missing out on, at what point does that become just a chunk of stuff that your body is unable to absorb and just kind of pees out? I know I've linked a study in the past about that. Maybe about other things where Again, your body's just unable to absorb it. It's not naturally absorbed. When you eat fruits and vegetables that are naturally imbibed with the vitamins and minerals that you need, the body's able to break it down. It's in a biological setup that your stomach acid is able to absorb and put within the bloodstream just fine. Now, as I said, I have a rather physical job and kind of makes me think about Olympians, people who go to the Olympics, hear stories about them, and especially with McDonald's being a sponsor of them, hear stories about people eating 4 Big Macs or something like that because they can take in the calories. They're going to burn them all, even though not all calories are created equal. 10,000 calories of apples is not the same as 10,000 calories of Big Macs. Good luck eating that many apples, and I wish you luck on the aftermath. But then we also have a very prevalent society or business model of people sitting at desks, not getting the regular amount of exercise. Sitting is the new smoking, right? That's what they were saying a while ago. And you don't really have time to cook up a lunch, right? We all microwave things, and supposedly microwaves take away some of the vitamins and minerals. They diminish their effectiveness within the food when you microwave them. Not everybody has time to stir up a fresh pot of oats or whatnot for lunch. Everybody's got that rush to get out the door in the morning, to go sit in their car, to go sit at the desk. And then when you have time, maybe you have time in the morning or you have time in the evening, you supplement that lack of exercise with a jog or a walk around the block, or maybe you go to the gym and you just hit the treadmill for a bit, a little bit of free weights, get that cardio work in, get your heart moving. Your heart is a muscle, needs exercise and practice. Keep it strong. Help flush through any of the plaque buildup, I guess that's the bad stuff. But I mean, there's been studies throughout history of cholesterol buildup in the arteries. Now, I like to believe that with all the exercise that I get, I can eat all the bacon I want and not worry about cholesterol, and it just washes it through, just uses like a power washer, gets rid of all the sticky stuff to the side of my arteries. Now, I'm sure in 20 years I will find out that I am going to be vastly mistaken, but we'll see. There's no biological free lunch. I figure out what I did wrong yesterday by what happens today, right? Kind of how life works. Hindsight's 20/20. But with this sedentary lifestyle that we seem to have adopted, and even if we sit in our car, to sit at work, to sit in our car, maybe get that 1 hour of exercise at the gym or around the block after work, just to come home and sit down on the couch and watch TV for another 2 hours. Very kind of sedentary lifestyle. And it almost seems like something like a plant-based diet becomes more of a feasible thing, more possible or smarter choice. Now, I know that when I make my own salads, I wish I had time to grow my own vegetables, but it's another story for another day. But when I make my own salads, I definitely feel better, more invigorated. And you can get bagged salads. One thing I would be wary of would be some of the cheaper made salads, the mass production salads. I remember when McDonald's was offering salads, which is kind of almost an oxymoron. You're going to a fast food joint for health food. And it turned out that their salads were coated in, I believe, glycerol, one of the ingredients in radiator coolant to help keep it fresh. Now, at what point does that offset any healthy options that you've gotten by going to McDonald's for a salad? What other kind of preservatives or things are put into foods that offset any potential health gains? There's a lot of food on the shelf nowadays that has preservatives. Something in there, again, to make it last a little bit longer. Maybe it tastes a little bit better because of the chemical makeup that they choose to use. But again, at what point does it offset any potential gains? I know when I eat my again, as I call it, health food, that fast food. When I feel like getting that rush of sugar and salt and grease, tastes good-ish. Doesn't taste great. Tastes good. Gets the dopamine flowing. But I notice a lull or a dip in my positive thinking a couple hours later when it finally starts actually getting processed and working through my system. I notice that just kind of a depressed feeling. Doesn't really fully bring me down, but it's noticeable. Get some negative thoughts going. But one thing I have come to realize, again, with that realization of the negative thoughts, is the positive thoughts of when I do eat healthy and I do maintain a positive or a healthy gut biome. I eat my probiotics, eat my fresh leafy greens, my choice salad that I choose to make. It's simple enough. Baby spinach, a tomato, a red onion, and then walnut oil and balsamic vinegar with a couple of seasonings, salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, maybe on the onion powder. Mix that up. You got a homemade dressing. Don't have to worry about going to a store and getting one of those pre-bottled mixes. You should look at the sugar content in those. Sit there and see all the negative consequences of that. But that homemade dressing on that salad, really delicious. And if you want to spice it up, you grill up some chicken. Dice that up and throw it in there. It makes one heck of a delicious lunch or dinner. Heard someone on another podcast the other day talking about how they were eating a bagged salad and their coworker was talking about it being 4 servings. Well, I don't necessarily see a problem with eating 4 servings. I forget who coined the term, but you have your serving size and you have your sitting size. Serving size is what is based off of a 10,000 or 2,500 calorie intake per day. And the sitting size is based on 10,000 calories per day. How much you are going to sit and eat. But again, it comes back to that 10,000 calories of apples and 10,000 calories of Big Macs. Big difference. Back on the dressing kick, I remember a couple months ago, just looking for dressings. Again, I'm not perfect. I choose not to be perfect. I enjoy sweets and sugars and tasty things every now and again. I got no problem going to the store and buying a container of blue cheese dressing for my salad. And you look at something that's advertised as gluten-free blue cheese dressing. That's absurd. I almost lost my mind, lost my civic control by reading that label. It's blue cheese. There's no gluten in cheese, but it's an advertising scheme. Just a little bit of a rant on that. But with all this sugar, again, all that sugar, that's probably the reason why that bag of salad from that other person was 4 servings. The number of preservatives that are in there. I know there's been speculation, and I'm sure there's studies on it, about how sugar feeds things like cancer. And that's processed sugar, not natural sugar, as in fruits. The body processes, again, things differently. And everybody's body processes things uniquely. And again, we all kind of have a very similar makeup, but we all have very individualistic needs that best represent and best support our biome. And how do we go about focusing on what's best for us? Yeah, we all need electrolytes while working out, but is Gatorade or Powerade really the best way to get those? It's convenient. But again, how much sugar is there? I know a lot of us focus on drinking water. We've all got water bottles. It becomes tough when we live in a place, something like Flint, Michigan, where the water is absolute garbage. I've stayed at places where the well water smells funny. Tastes fine, but that smell is off-putting. So we filter, try and get it appeasable to us. But on a final note, bouncing back, I know I bounce around a whole bunch. I apologize, but again, it's kind of just seeing where it all takes us. During World War II, the Nazi Party, as they were going across Europe and invading everywhere, they took all of the farm animals, all the beef and pork, made sure all their soldiers had their share. Kind of fitting, I guess, with my belief that with a lot of physical exertion, again, we think about those weightlifters using the whey proteins, things that are specifically designed to break down and help build muscle. The Germans were taking all the beef and the pork and the chicken and leaving the locals with minimal food. Well, in Denmark, they focused on changing their population's intake specifically to a vegetarian-based diet. And a kind of crazy thing happened with that. Their national population's cardiovascular problems, such as heart disease and whatnot, drastically dropped throughout that time frame. And after the war ended, people started eating beef and chicken and pork and whatnot. The heart problems started coming back. Now, maybe that's part of their means of storing meat. Not everybody back then had refrigerators or freezers, for that matter. Freon wasn't too big of a thing just yet, so people were putting a lot of salt on their meat to store it and then putting it in ice boxes. So a massive influx of sodium probably didn't help the heart. I know I've heard studies about that from back in the day, but who knows what's true anymore? The world's kind of been tipped on its side with all the information out there. But again, it's kind of based on what your body craves and needs, what we should be ingesting and what we shouldn't be ingesting. Some people need really strict diets. Some people get to be a little bit more free-flowing. Their body's able to absorb things. I know when I was 16, all I ate were Jack in the Box chicken sandwiches. That's pretty much all I ate. And when I was a little kid, all I ate was bologna cheese and mayonnaise. It's all I would eat. We got those stories of kids that'll only eat chicken nuggets or whatnot. You kind of have to trick them into eating the stuff that's important and healthy for them. But I think the biggest factor that we need to focus on is our gut health, right? If we're eating a whole lot of preservatives, we're preserving the wrong things within our body because it doesn't just preserve the food, it preserves what's in us. And we have to feed the bacteria that lives in our gut healthy things to keep us healthy and positive and moving down the road and keep us healthy. Get our little bit of exercise in every day. Maybe not focus so much on the TV, but I know that's kind of hard to do. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And it's kind of hard to go outside and do projects if you live in an apartment or you live in a HOA that doesn't want you to have outdoor projects. You got to keep it all clean. But again, like I said, like I keep harping on, and I don't mean to harp on it, it's just finding out what's healthiest for you. Finding out what works best for your body, your gut. And maybe you can go focus just a little bit deeper on what we're eating. Make one less stop at the McDonald's. Make one more stop at the produce aisle. Maybe fix yourself a simple enough salad. And that dressing that I told you about goes a long way. Pretty tasty. Get that energy flowing. But I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You go to the website, billybones.com. You find all the past episodes. You find the show notes in there. You find a link to the Discord, and you find a link to the email. You get in there, you send me questions or comments or love mail or hate mail. Start a conversation. Let me know what I left out, what I should have added. Did I go far enough or not too far? And this is a value for value podcast. If you found any value out of it, I first ask that you give the show a share. Maybe someone else will find talking points or something that they find reasonable, or maybe even so far as offsetting, and get them thinking. Or maybe you found monetary value out of this show. You're welcome to donate. You go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, there's a value for value button. Click that and it'll take you to PayPal and donate. It'd be much appreciated. But otherwise, I love you guys. Stay healthy. And I'll talk to you next week.